This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines, and we begin with more dismal news from the U.S. economy. According to the latest report on existing home sales, that number fell by a record 27.2% in the month of July. There had been a downward trend in that statistic ever since the expiration of the first-time homebuyer's tax credit at the end of April. But the drop-off in July was double what experts had anticipated, and now has many people fearing a double-dip recession, which some economic experts had already predicted. According to J.D. Foster, an economist with the Heritage Foundation, our light economic growth might now be at a dead stop, and it's possible we could be headed towards a double dip, but other economic factors will clearly intervene to determine whether or not that happens. You can catch my full interview with J.D. Foster of the Heritage Foundation at worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. He also says the president's push for a small business package will not do much good, even if it gets through exactly how the president wants it to. He calls it a show horse bill. Meanwhile, the housing numbers provided an electrifying backdrop for a back and forth today between Republicans and Democrats over the right way forward when it comes to an economic policy. Today, House Republican leader John Boehner outlined what he sees as the biggest mistakes of the Obama economic plan, as well as some keys to what Republicans would do if they were in control of the U.S. Congress and what he promises to pursue if Republicans retake the majority in the lower chamber. The issue getting the most attention today is Boehner's call for President Obama to jettison the key economic advisors that he says haven't led us into better economic conditions.
President Obama should ask for and accept the resignations of the remaining members of his economic team, starting with Secretary Geithner and Larry Summers, the head of the National Economic Council.
Boehner also says that the president needs to remove any doubt about possibly letting some of the Bush tax cuts expire at the end of the year, saying those would be job-killing tax hikes on families and small businesses. Boehner also called on the president to refuse to sign any lame duck legislation, especially on major bills related to cap and trade or more benefits for organized labor. That would be passed in a lame duck session of Congress after the midterm elections, but before new members of Congress were to take their seats. Boehner also called on congressional Democrats to stop obstructing efforts to repeal certain harmful components of the health care plan, particularly that involve a whole lot more paperwork for businesses. And he also says we need to cut spending to create jobs. Not long after the Boehner speech, Vice President Joe Biden slammed the idea of the president getting rid of his economic advisors.
After months of promising a look at his party's agenda for their plans for America, their economic agenda, he made what was billed this morning as a major economic address. And his chief proposal, when you look at it, apparently was that the president should fire his economic team. Very constructive advice, and we thank the leader for that.
Turns out Boehner did have some ideas about what to pursue moving forward, such as a government hiring freeze, congressional approval of any new executive branch rule that costs more than $100 million, and a proposal that would allow all small businesses with fewer than 500 employees to take a tax deduction equal to 20% of their income. Boehner also says he's supportive of the plan from Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, the top Republican on the House Budget Committee, to point out $1.3 trillion in specific spending cuts that could be pursued immediately. Boehner also said that Republican proposals to limit federal spending could save taxpayers more than $340 billion. Bottom line, according to Boehner today, is that there are many big problems that the Democrats clearly haven't solved and in many cases have made worse, and Republicans promise to do better.
I've said that if I were fortunate enough to be Speaker of the House, I would run the House differently. That means challenging the old ways in Washington, getting to the bottom of what drives people crazy, and then trying to fix it once and for all.
Boehner says it's crystal clear the Obama approach to government has been a failure.
We do not have the luxury of waiting months for the president to pick scapegoats for his failing stimulus policies. We tried 19 months of government as community organizer, and it hasn't worked.
For his part, Vice President Biden says John Boehner apparently is nostalgic for the Bush economic agenda.
Let me tell you, there are millions upon millions of Americans who saw their savings, their paychecks shrink, lost their jobs, their homes. Mr. Boehner is nostalgic for those good old days, but the American people are not. They don't want to go back.
Again, for more analysis, my conversation with J.D. Foster, worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. President Obama still on vacation in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, not making any public appearances today. But the administration is chewing over what to do following a federal judge's decision on Monday to block implementation of new executive rules when it comes to federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth here in Washington said that that cannot go forward and issued a temporary injunction stating that it's in violation of a previous law passed by Congress that would forbid the destruction of human embryos for scientific research. White House Deputy Press Secretary Bill Burton says the White House has a couple of options.
We're still reviewing the decision from this judge, but what we've seen so far, from what we can tell, this would also stop the research that President Bush had allowed to go forward early in his presidency.
And the answer is thanks, but no thanks, from Shirley Sherrod, the former U.S. Department of Agriculture official who was forced to give up her job when it was believed that she had made racist comments during a speech to an NAACP chapter down in Georgia earlier in the year. The order, according to many reports, had come on high from the Obama administration, but was certainly coming down from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who once again apologized to Sherrod today and offered her a job again with the USDA, but she says no.
I did enjoy that work and would want to see that work continue. I just don't think at this point, with all that has happened, I can do that either in the new position that was offered or as state director for rural development in Georgia.
Elsewhere on the interview front today at dateline.radioamerica.org or worldnetdaily.com, my conversation with Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. She explains that while the Obama administration did not get the implementation of a single-payer health care system in the health care bill passed earlier this year, the way that new regulations may be set up through the Department of Health and Human Services may achieve the very same thing and force private insurers out of business. She foresees a very vicious showdown between the HHS department as well as state insurance commissioners around the country who are trying to stick up for private health insurers in their states. Also, on the interview front at those same websites, my conversation with Pamela Geller, author of The Post-American Presidency, her look at President Obama and what she considers his plan to diminish U.S. sovereignty and American exceptionalism and be part of a new world order. And she sees the debate over the Ground Zero mosque as being a major symbol of this larger Obama agenda. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.